Welcome to Quantum of Solace. Do you remember the story about James McConnell, the pastor in Northern Ireland, who ended up in court over comments that he'd made about Islam in one of his sermons that was broadcast online? What did you think about that? Or maybe you've heard of several cases where Christians have been dismissed from work over comments that they've made on social media. How did that make you feel? Or maybe you found yourself in a position at work where you wanted to share your faith, but you kind of held back from it because you didn't really want to get into any trouble. Or what about the stories about Christians being arrested for street preaching? What is the law in the UK about freedom of speech? When and how are we allowed to share our faith? I'm Al Smith of the Solace Centre for Public Christianity. David Robertson has gone down with the dreaded lurgy, but in God's providence I'm joined in the studio today here by Kieran Turner of the Evangelical Alliance in Scotland. We're going to be talking about Speak Up. It's a brief guide to the law and our gospel freedoms that we enjoy here in the UK. Welcome to the podcast, Kieran.
Thank you, Alistair. Good to be here.
Kieran, you have got something that's very exciting and it's something that Christians need to be aware of. You've launched a new resource in conjunction with the Lawyers Christian Fellowship, LCF. Mark Barrell and his team. Specifically, what is it?
Yeah, so we've launched this new resource called Speak Up, as you say, in conjunction with the LCF. And really, the clue is in the name. It's all about encouraging Christians to speak up for their faith, to share the good news of Jesus throughout their lives, wherever they are, at work, at home, in public spaces, in church. You'd hope they would be sharing it in church anyway. The resource specifically, and why we've done it with the Lawyers Christian Fellowship, is looking at some of the law around some of these areas. So sometimes Christians are a bit unsure, they're a bit scared, they're not really sure what they're allowed to say and not allowed to say. And there's been a few court cases recently where there's been a few problems where that's happened. Mm-hmm. So really what the resource is just practical, common sense, everyday advice, how and where it's appropriate to share your faith and how to do that with gentleness and respect.
One of the things that I found really encouraging in reading it is we've got a huge framework of legal protections in this country that enable us to share Christ in the public square. Christians can quite often be intimidated when they see the more robust secularists and humanists in the media basically looking to exclude Christianity from the public square, and that's unjustified.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was one of the key reasons for producing this resource. There has been a chill factor, I don't think there's any doubt about that, because of some of the media coverage of some of the court cases and because of maybe some of the more militant secularist groups. Christians are often feeling like they are being marginalised or they're just unsure what they can do and what they can't do. So actually the chill effect is that they don't say anything at all often.
In a mature democracy, it's not about silencing people's voices. In a mature democracy, you have the ability for everybody to be heard. And we've got to find a way of living with those kind of deep differences.
And that is the legal framework that we live in. So this chill factor is actually not really anything to do with the law in a way, because actually the law has huge amounts of protection for freedom of speech.
It starts really with the freedom of conscience, freedom of thought, but freedom of thought is of no real value unless you have the ability to manifest those thoughts and to express those thoughts. So there's freedom of expression that's built in there and the freedom to practice your religion. It's not just freedom of worship on a Sunday morning, it's freedom to practice and manifest religion throughout the rest of the week.
Absolutely, and really freedom of speech only works insofar as it's free when actually people don't like what you're speaking about.
Yeah,
you know, you don't need freedom of speech protections if everyone agrees with everyone all the time.
Yeah.
So really what the law is set up to do is to protect those rights in context and in circumstances, but nonetheless to protect them. We do have this plural public square. We do have, in theory, a tolerance where views can be vigorously debated, but actually those views can be heard.
Yeah,
and Christians need to remember that.
And it's good to have that understanding. And the Speak Up document explains that background really well in non-legal language, you know, so it makes it clear even.
We somehow managed that even though lawyers wrote it.
We mostly keep to ourselves around here. No sense rocking the boat round here. We watch you dance into hell round here. It's time we speak his mind round here. I'm
you mentioned something of the chill factor, and there's been some cases in Scotland that have kind of hit the press. I mean, the most high profile ones I can think of in the last few years have obviously been the Josh Williamson arrest in Perth, the Tony Miano arrest in Dundee. Street preaching must be illegal in Scotland, is it?
Absolutely not. And again, this is covered in the Speak Up resource. So the resource covers all the framework around what you can and can't do in a public space, in a public street or in a park, but also in context. And I think that's also the really key thing with that. Yeah. You know, as Christians, we need to be wise and we need to be sensible and we need to be gracious and compassionate in how we share our faith.
Yeah.
This common sense approach is saying that, yes, there are protections. So it's absolutely not illegal to do street preaching, but that needs to be done in the correct context and in a winsome way. And actually, just by doing that, you will keep yourself out of a whole lot of trouble.
If a street preacher went onto the streets of Saudi Arabia, for example, into the streets of Riyadh, and just started lambasting everybody on there, then there would be an obvious reaction from the local Muslim population. Why would we expect the secular atheist population of Scotland to react any less vigorously, but from the perspective of their own worldview? What we as Christians want to do is to communicate the gospel and communicate what God's truth is to our context and our culture. And quite often it can communicate something very different that Christians are nutters.
Yes.
And by the way, to my street, I can hear some of my street preacher friends writing into the podcast, I'm not against it, I just want it to be done well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And none of this is to stop people sharing faith.
To encourage it. In fact, it's very encouraging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can see me taking this back to the church and saying, look, guys, there's some great ideas in here. How do we make use of it? Actually, we can do this. We can go and do this more. The Speak Up document, it gives a number of examples of sort of how it can be done.
On the one hand, we're sharing the great freedoms that there are in Speak Up. Also, on the other hand, we're saying to Christians, look, you have to be gracious. We have to be sensible in how we communicate the gospel. And we also have to be wise, and we have to be fair to those that we're communicating the gospel to.
At the end of the day, you want them to think. At the end of the day, you want them to shut down thinking.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And so we're trying to win people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And we want people to be able to go away and consider the claims of Jesus in a way that they can then make a reasoned decision whether they want to accept those or reject those.
Speak up!
Quiet, Mum.
Well, I can't hear a thing.
Well, another area that we cover in here is sharing faith in your workplace or with your colleagues. Yeah. And there's advice in here that you would think wouldn't have to be in here. For example, you're paid to do a job of work.
Get on with doing the
job
first.
Do the job that you're paid to do. And that doesn't mean that there can be no discussion about faith. It doesn't mean your employer is trying to shut down discussion about faith. But actually, as Christians, we're called to work and work hard. And so when we're sharing faith with colleagues, do it in places and contexts that are appropriate.
Absolutely. In the same way that you would talk about sport.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Talk about your faith because it's important
as part
to you.
Of just normal everyday conversation.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be surprised if your employer was to start looking down badly on you if all you were doing at your job was talking about Jesus all day and not doing your job.
So
you'd think these things shouldn't have to be in here, but sadly experience has told us that sometimes as Christians, we're not always as wise as we could be. So it's encouraging that.
In a previous job I was in, I would walk in the door and one of the senior managers within the organization would basically start blaspheming and going, oh, you know, taking the Lord's name in vain at me every time. And it's, how do I deal with that? You know, and so the way that I ended up dealing with it is first went away and prayed and then went and actually confronted him personally rather than getting employers involved.
Absolutely.
But what I ended up saying to him was, look, I know that you don't intend to cause offense when you're saying what you're saying, but actually, do you know what? See, when you take the Lord's name in vain like that, it actually really stings. It really hurts. Would you just swear at me instead? Right. And so I did it with a bit of humor.
Yeah.
And actually the guy ended up having a lot more respect for me than before. You know?
Absolutely. And although this book has been written in conjunction with the Lawyers Christian Fellowship and it has been written by lawyers, the whole idea of this is actually to keep things out of the courtroom.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually to keep things out of employment tribunals and out of the courtroom, which in most cases doesn't serve anyone well. There will be times when if an employer has broken the law, that is actually, you know, that's the course that you have to take or in other circumstances. But actually what we're trying to promote here is a common sense approach that is winsome and that actually works. So that's a great example of how you can actually live well alongside people who have passionately different views, but actually there can be fertile ground for the gospel within some of that without causing unnecessary offence or problems in the relationships that then escalate.
I hate unemployment and I tell you why. I want to keep working till the day I die. I like to work, I do it well, and when I can't feed my family, Lord, I feel like hell. Lord, give me a job of work to do. Lord, give me a job of work to do. That's all I want, that's all I ask of you.
One of the most helpful things I've found from the document is the understanding that we have a right not to be directly discriminated against on the grounds of our Christianity. So, for example, it's unlawful for, well, I don't know, like a company like Tesco, if they're going to be hiring out their cafe for community events, it would be unlawful for them to refuse Christians from hiring it out for a Q&A event.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a huge amount of protections under the Equality Act for all different groups in society, of which faith groups and therefore churches and Christians are one group of those. So it is unlawful to stop a church hiring an event space just because it is a church. If that same event space would be hired out to any other group of people, that is against the law.
Yeah.
And where there are really direct examples of that, that's something to be saying to that particular company involved, if that's the case.
Okay.
I think sometimes as Christians, if we get told something, we just kind of take it. You know, we're trying to promote this common sense approach. Sometimes that common sense approach is also showing people where they're erring and where they're breaking the law, mm-hmm. without necessarily then having to go down the whole legal route, but actually just pointing out, do you realise actually what you're doing is illegal here? And so maybe you want to go away and rethink that.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law.
I think everyone who's in a church should be getting this for their own church. If you've got a church website, if you've got a church Facebook page, a Twitter account, there's some great guidance in here on the practical steps you need to be thinking about when you're doing these things.
Yeah, it's all in there. It's all in there, online, in the street, in your church, even in your private home.
Yeah,
there's guidance on that, as well, of course, as in your place of work. Hopefully it will be a resource that people can use far and wide, just to, as I say, promote this common sense approach.
Right, where can people get hold of this Speak Up document?
Yep, so you can get it on the EA website, which is www.eauk.org. We also have it as part of a website of another initiative we have called the Great Commission, which is really about a resource hub to encourage people to share their faith with a whole load of different organisations and resources and personal stories and testimonies on that. So you can go to greatcommission.co.uk/speakup. We'll be updating that page as well if there's any significant cases or changes in the law or things that we should be looking at.
Great. And we'll put a link to it in the show notes for the program if you just go to the Solace blog at solace-cpc.org and look under the blog. You're going to come to our Edinburgh conference on sexuality, the church and society, and we're going to have copies there available for people who come to the conference. There's a lot of wisdom in here on how to deal with hot button topics, yeah, like the issues of homosexuality, transgenderism, and there's a lot of wisdom in how we can be speaking about these. So, Kieran, thank you for coming in. I just want to say congratulations to everybody at the EA for producing this. Well done to all the folks involved at the LCF, the Lawyers Christian Fellowship. This is an absolute tremendous resource. There's a short basic summary available. There's the longer edition. It's available in print copies, or you can get it online as a digital download. Folks, thoroughly recommend you get your hands on this document. If you don't want to overstep the lines in evangelism, then it's really helpful to know where those lines are. And that's what this document does. It really spells it out. Listen, it's such an encouragement to read. It should be a real boost to evangelism, and may the Lord bless it.
Yo. We're part of a culture that really loves to hate us. Every chance they get, they attempt to isolate and debate us. It's not that they don't like us, it's just they don't like God in us. It's common knowledge, and oddly enough, it makes a lot of sense to a lot of us. We completely understand because we used to occupy the same space and lived in a similar type state until we tasted of God's grace. So we continue loving this world that so easily rejects us and passionately press past the lack of their cultural acceptance. And as if there weren't enough problems for us gaining influence, we keep fighting over the issue of what's too worldly of a Christian to make a difference. So no matter how you paint it or politically campaign it, whether you water it down and drain it, it's really all the same, ain't it? It's the same frustration, same constant segregation. Christians living like aliens trying to relate with citizens of a different nation. What always makes for a better presentation than bark and bite is a proper understanding of living life filled with salt and light. So we walk this fine line of walking in light of God's kindness and live with a sense of worldliness without the fear of compromising. Loving God and neighbor until Christ comes to split the sky, or die in a society hailing Jesus as Messiah. Yep.